Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 28, Text 8. Atmanam Kanyaya Drashtam Panchalan Oridushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grashtam Panchalan Aridushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Panchalan Aridushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitam Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitam Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitam Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitam Duranta Chintam Apanno Chant slowly and more carefully. More slowly and more carefully. Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitam Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Ladies? Oh, ladies, any ladies? Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Aridushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tatpratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam
Panchalana Ritushitan Duranta Chintama Panno Nalebe Tat Pratikriyam Atmanam
Himself
Kanyaya
by Kalakanya
Grastam,
being embraced.
Panchalan,
Panchal.
Adidushitan,
infected by the enemies.
Duranta,
insurmountable.
Chintam,
anxiety.
Apannaha,
having obtained.
Na,
not.
Lebe,
achieved.
Tat,
of that.
Pratikriyam,
counteraction.
When King Puranjana saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries, and everyone else had turned against him, he certainly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by Kalakanya. Purport. When a person becomes weak from the attack of old age, the family members, servants, and secretaries do not care for him. He is then unable to counteract this. Thus he becomes more and more anxious and laments his frightful condition.
Some water. Om Ajnati Mirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yin Bhutale Shayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Gaganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Mori Priye Pancha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha
Too much.
Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Atmanam Kanyaya Grastam Panchalan Adidushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Nalebhe Tat Pratikriyam Atmanam Kanyaya Grashta.
This is the kind of girl you don't want to be embraced by. The daughter of time, old age. But Atmanam Kanyaya Grashta. Completely embraced by Kalakanya. Panchalan Adidushitan.
and his city, that is, his body, was infected by the enemies. Adi means enemies. Therefore, Krishna is addressed Adisudana, subduer of the enemies. Or Adidushitan, infected by the enemies. So many bodily miseries due to old age. Duranta chintamapanno. Seeing all this, he was overwhelmed by anxiety. Duranta chintam. Insurmountable anxiety. None of his family members, his relatives, his ministers, his secretaries, they had now all turned against him. Imagine the position of a king. He gradually sees that his prime minister is against him, his secretary is against him, the people are against him, he has no power anymore. Shakespeare wrote a play, King Lear. Maybe some of you know that play. A man becomes old and he leaves everything to his daughters now and just keeps a little for himself and trusts that his daughters will take care of him. Then his daughters turn completely against him. And he's an old man and now he has nothing. He's given away his kingdom. He's depended on his daughters and his daughters are conspiring against him. What can he do? Helpless. So similarly, this King Puranjana saw that everybody's against me now. I have no one that I can depend on. My ministers, my secretaries, my family members, my wife, all, none of them listen to me anymore. That is, my senses, my mind, my intelligence, they don't work according to my command, to my desire. What to do? What to do? He's being, on one side, attacked. Maybe if no one listens to you, but worse, the city is under attack from so many enemies. And the people that he would depend on to defend him are indifferent or against him. What can he do? Elsewhere it said, Deha patya kalachadi shatmasen atmasanyesh vasatsapi teshu pramatta nidhanam pashanapi napashati. In the second canto, that a person depends on these resources. Deha, Hare Krishna, the body, apatya, the relatives, sons, kalatra, the wife, adishu, and so on and so on. Atmasanyeshu, he thinks, this is my sanya, this is my army, these are my soldiers. Atma sanyeshu. Asatsu api, but they're all fallible. They're all fallible, unreliable, undependable. Because he wants to be protected from death. But these soldiers themselves all have to die. Teshu pramatta nidhana. but being mad, pramatta, totally mad, utterly mad. He's attached to them and thinking that they'll protect me. Pashyanapi na pashyati. In this way, although he sees that everyone has to die, he sees everyone dying in previous generations or his present generation, but still he imagines that he's secure. This is called the covering potency of Maya, avaranatmika shakti. Avaranam means covering. Avaranatmika shakti, the covering potency of Maya. Although he sees, it's as plain as day, still he doesn't see. So now the king has thought, I have a nice city of flags and palaces and so many people. I have a nice place for enjoyment. But now everything is doubtful because he's under attack in so many ways and no one is listening to him. No one is rallying to his side for protection. So now he's in insurmountable anxiety. Chintam aparameyam cha pralayantam upashita kamo paboga paramata vidhi nishchita. Let's see. Yeah. Kamam ashrita dushpuram. A person takes shelter of insurmountable desires, gives in to so many desires. Dambamana madanvitaha. He's filled with pride, arrogance. Illusion. Mohad grihit vasad graha. Out of illusion, mohad grihitva asat graha. He's grasping that which has no existence. Asat means that which is unreal, that which doesn't exist, or that which is temporary, which is the same thing. It has no substantial existence. Grasping of it. And a shadow, grasping a reflection of fruit in the water, grasping at the mirage. Mohad, out of illusion. Grihitva asat grahan. He's grasping at that which has no real existence. And for that, pravartante ashuchi vrataha. He's doing all sorts of dirty business. Asuchi vrata means he's dedicates himself to all sorts of nasty, asuchi, dirty business. Asuchi means dirty. He's very busy in all sorts of dirty business, dirty dealings, cheating, vicious activities, exploiting others mercilessly for his own profit. And he's flourishing with that sort of dirty dealing. But chintam aparameyam cha, his anxieties are aparameya. Aparameya means immeasurable, beyond measuring. Limitless anxieties, one anxiety, because he's on the bodily platform of life. On the bodily platform, there must be so many anxieties. Anxieties about the body, anxieties about the mind, anxieties about security, anxieties about the family, anxieties about the job, the work, anxieties about the children, anxieties about the country,
anxieties about disease, anxieties about finances, anxieties, so many anxieties about sexual performance. Chintam, anxieties about old age, anxieties, so many anxieties. Chintam, aparameyamcha, no one can calculate how much anxiety. Therefore, the big item in the pharmaceutical industry these days is antidepressants. People go into so much anxiety that they need something to calm them down. And then once they're too calmed down, or once they calm themselves down by going into depression, then they need something to pick them up again. So what is it? Prozac, I guess, is the one for calming you down. And there's something for picking you. Anyway, I don't know all the pharmacochemistry. But they're busy trying to counteract all the problems. Either something to pick you up if you're down, or something to calm you down if you're too much in anxiety, confusion, panic, that's the word. If you're too much in panic, something to calm you down. If you're too much down in the dumps, something to pick you up. Chintam aparameyam cha, pralayantam upashritam. They're full of such anxieties, pralaya antam, until the time when of death, till the time when everything is destroyed, till the final moment. Pralaya means the point of destruction. They're full of anxieties up to their last breath. What about? Full of anxieties. Why? Kamopa poga parama. Because they've made their highest goal in life, parama, the highest thing, kama upabhoga, sense gratification, the satisfaction of their lusty desires. You ask people, what's the highest goal for you? What do you want to achieve in life? What's your highest goal? And usually they'll say something connected with sense gratification. Even just some mundane thing. I want to be a mechanic and have my own garage. I was looking at a yearbook published by a high school in America, you know, where the students say what they want to be when they graduate. So they're saying things like, I want to have my own garage and make a lot of money. Or I want to find Mr. Right, the right guy, and have lots of kids. Or I want to do this, I want to do this. It's all about what they want to have, for the how they want to enjoy. I want to be president, I want to be prime minister. I want to have lots of girlfriends or lots of sex. That's particularly strong. Therefore, when someone becomes rich, big politician, he gets into office, then he steals as much money as he can and enjoys women as much as possible. Doesn't matter whether it's Africa or America, the same thing is there. Power, sex, money. And he thinks, now this is, you know, I'm at the top of the world. And everybody else is looking toward him with envy. Especially those who are closest, because they have a shot at it. The ordinary man in the street can only dream about that kind of enjoyment. But those who are a little close, they're trying to get rid of him so that they can occupy the spot.
or even in ordinary affairs, if you have a job, the guy next to you is thinking that, well, if he goes, I come up. Right? I'm the next in line, so if he goes, I'm up. So they're hoping that you'll go, or maybe they can push you a little bit so that they can come up and they'll get more money or a bigger title, whatever it is, more power. Kama upabhoga parama. Life is meant for sense gratification, as much as I can get, enjoyment, eat nicely, drive a nice car, have nice clothes. Whatever it is that's enjoyable, to have those things. That's sometimes expressed as the good things in life. To have the good things in life. Something enjoyable. Big house. Dhanam Janam Sundarin Kavita. All of these things. Or sometimes they express it indirectly. What's your goal in life? To be the most I can be. In America, sometimes to be the most I can be. To realize my full potential. Well, what is that? It's potential for sense gratification. Even very commonly here in Africa, we see that people are preaching religion by promising kamo pabhoga. You just take to this religion and all of your desires will be satisfied. You'll have it. You'll have the job, you'll have the money, you'll have the girl, you'll have the this, you'll have the that. God doesn't want you to be poor. God wants you to be, to have the good things. I was poor until I accepted whatever the religious, until I met Pastor such and such, and it changed my life. Now Kamo Popoga is mine. That's called cheating religion. Kaitava Dharma. Encouraging this idea that the best thing, the most important thing, is sense gratification. Etavaditi nishchita. This is as far as their determination, their calculation, their consideration, their analysis goes. This is what they discern to be the highest. To gratify my sense. And there you see the billboards, they're full of people with big smiles and confident looks who are gratifying their senses. And if you drink their brand of liquor or smoke their brand of cigarette or buy their brand of soft drink, you'll enjoy like that too. Kamo papoga parama. This is life. But the result is chintama parameyam cha pralayantam upashati. Because it's built on falsity, they're full of anxieties. They're illusory setup of sense gratification can't mask their anxieties, can't extinguish their anxieties. So here, Duranta Chinta, he was beset by anxieties that he couldn't do anything about. The psychiatrist couldn't help him. Nobody could help him.
Meditation couldn't help him. Drugs couldn't help him. Nothing could help him. His wife wasn't interested in helping him. Duranta chinta, the wife contributed rather to the anxiety. Everyone now is contributing to anxiety. All the people that were contributing to my sense gratification are now contributing to my anxiety. I got married for sense gratification, for comfort, for happiness, but now my wife is indifferent to me. She doesn't love me. She doesn't care about me. Maybe she's got something else going on. Maybe she's poisoning me for the inheritance. I don't know what's going on with her. So she's a source of anxiety. I had children to expand my happiness. Now they're a source of anxiety. Maybe the son is a rogue, he's a lazy bum. Or maybe he's taking over the business, but he doesn't know how to do it properly. He'll spoil the business. He's spending too much for his sense gratification. Will he take care of his mother? What about his marriage? What about this? What about... So the son who's the source of happiness becomes a source of anxiety. He doesn't seem to care about me either. All those people that were buttering up to me, yes, Your Majesty, no, Your Majesty, as Your Majesty pleases. Whatever you'd like, Your Majesty. Certainly, Your Majesty. At once, Your Majesty. Now they don't give a damn about me, because I have nothing to offer them. So now they're a source of anxiety. They don't care about me, or they're also conspiring against me. When they say something to one another on the side of the room, what are they talking about? And now at the end of his life, all those illusory things that he's grasped at are disappearing. Nalepe tat pratikriyam. Pratikriya means counteraction, solution. Pratikriya. Prati means, kriya means doing, and prati means the opposite. But he looks for something that will undo all this, that will act as an antidote, but there's nothing. He can't find anything. He tries this, he tries that. He goes to this doctor, he goes to this sex therapist, he goes to this person, he goes to that person. And all of them say either, I'm sorry, or yes, we can try something. Don't worry, this will work. And they're just taking his money and it's not working. He tries chemical antidotes, he tries herbal antidotes, he tries psychological self-help antidotes, he tries this, he tries that, nothing works. Tat prati kriyam, nothing can counteract the power of time. Nothing is stronger. He has no defense. So he's totally in anxiety. Helpless, avasha. He's helpless, he's surrounded by enemies. None of his defense forces are coming to his rescue. The enemy is closing in, and he doesn't see anything that he can do. How much anxiety does he have? This is the position now of the Puranjana, the master of the city of the body, over
overwhelmed by the attack of old age and having neglected Krishna consciousness. Vasudeva para. The Krishna conscious person sees that Krishna is the goal. He's after the reality, not illusion. His happiness is within, not derived from these external things. Oh, even amidst the greatest difficulties, he's not bewildered. Stitam pi dukena guruna pi vichalyate avvachakram lava manite nalikam tataha. Stitam pi dukena guruna pi vichalyate. Even the greatest difficulty can't dislodge him, can't deviate him from Krishna consciousness, because he's found that this is the greatest thing. Yam labdva chapram labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin stito nadu kena guru napi vichayate. Having attained Krishna consciousness, he thinks nothing is better than this. Yam labdva chapram is real from his actual experience of transcendental happiness in Krishna consciousness on the eternal platform. He thinks nothing is better than this. Haridas Thakur, a prostitute, young woman, comes at the dead of night offering herself to him. But he thinks nothing is better than chanting Hare Krishna. Sit, let me finish my rounds. Then we can enjoy. But he wasn't thinking of enjoyment. He was already enjoying more than anything. So the stityasyam antakale bi vamanirvana mrishchati. The Krishna conscious person, even at the time of death, remains fixed in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he attains freedom from all miseries and goes back to God. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Hare Krishna. Questions, comments? Yeah. The old age couldn't affect Narad Muni. Come on, enjoy with me and get old fast. No, thank you. And Brahmachari. Those who are hoping for sense gratification become old and die. And those who are engaged in devotional service live forever. Hare Krishna.
We have attack and counteract. Like if you have sophisticated weapon, I give more weapon that are more powerful. Now old age is attacking us. What are the weapons to counteract?
There's no weapon. Old age can't be counteracted.
little something, you know, they're taking some tonic, some Ayurvedic medicine, some homeopathic medicine, this, that, and maybe works for a little while. But it finally doesn't work, it finally fails. Or it doesn't even work, it just gives the appearance of working, you know, if you put a mask on and you look younger. That doesn't really do it. Or you take some medicine, you feel younger, you feel better, but it doesn't work. I was one time in New Vrindavan, we were sitting taking prasadam. While we were sitting, suddenly this mouse rushed by. And behind the mouse, a cat was coming. So while we were sitting there, the mouse rushed here, and the cat rushed there. Then the mouse rushed to the other side, and the cat rushed to the other side. Then the mouse rushed someplace else, the cat rushed someplace else. Finally, the mouse had no place to go. His back was up against something. So he turned around and like reared up on his hind feet. And the cat just swallowed him. That's the situation. We try this, we try this, we try this. You know, the soldiers are marching. Some powerful enemy, you know, one of those international superpowers. They declare war on your country, and then, you know, you mobilize this, you mobilize that. Maybe you mobilize some guerrillas, you mobilize. But finally, they're super powerful. And maybe, okay, you knock out a couple of their tanks, you knock out a couple of their planes. But finally, there's nothing you can do. They're just super powerful. Na pratikriya, no, nothing, helpless. Of course, sometimes the underdogs win in the material world. Vietnam, you know, they were outgunned, but they had resources and they defeated the United States of America. So in the material world, it sometimes happens. But death is not the United States of America. Death rules the United States of America. All their guns, all their money, all their power, no match for the power of time. Time will push down the United States of America, as it pushed down the British Empire, the French Empire, the Roman Empire, every other empire in history. This empire will also be pushed down by time, and there'll be nothing they can do about it. For a while, time will favor them, and they'll be up, and they'll be waving their flags and broadcasting their glories. And then time will turn against them, and there'll be nothing they can do. Nothing. Old age is like that. You can try this, you can try that, you may make a step forward or seem that you've solved the problem, but finally death comes like the cat. Finished. Except for those who are engaged in the service of Krishna consciousness, because they know they're not the body. So whatever happens to the body doesn't happen to them. My body may be attacked by old age, but that's not me. Imagine the anxiety of a person who thinks that he's this body and then sees his body falling apart before his own eyes, if his eyes still work. Imagine, I'm this body and I'm falling apart. How much anxiety? But the person who knows that he's not this body, tatchako mahakashoke katam anupashita. What is there as illusion or anxiety for him? He knows I'm one with Krishna in quality. I have my connection with Krishna. So when I leave this body, then natvam shochitamarsi, why is there's nothing to lament for? I'll go to the next life. Ideally, I'll go back to Godhead. Otherwise, I'll continue wherever Krishna puts me.
Old man used to die, and a young man also used to die. And I want to know either it is I mean by their own activities or am I right? Is I mean
what by my own activities?
I want to know.
Yeah.
Old man used to die.
Old man has to die. Also has to die.
A child needs to die.
Yeah.
And I want to know, either Yamaraj is arranging.
Yamaraj.
Yeah. Is Yamaraj arranging this, or?
Or their own activities.
Their own activities. In response to their own activities, Yamaraj does the needful. A man goes to prison. You can say, well, it's because of the police, because of the prison authorities. Or you can say it's because of himself. He'll always blame it on the police. You know, it's their fault. But it's his fault. The police didn't tell him to rob the bank. The police acted in response to his actions. He robbed the bank, they arrested him. Purusha sukaduka nam bhoktritve heturuchate. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said that the living entity himself is the cause of his own happiness or distress. Karya karanam kartritve hetur prakriti ruchate. Material nature is the cause of. Is the source of cause and effect within this material world. But the living entity himself is the cause of his own happiness or distress. The laws of nature are the laws of nature. Now you broke them. What do you expect to have happen? Because you break the state law, what happens? Now who's responsible? Oh, it's the state's fault. It's your fault. Is that okay?
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. The goal of devotional service is to remember Krishna at the end. Hmm. That is the final test. Hmm. If one is able to remember Krishna at the end, then he's passed the test. That is what we're all working towards. Hmm. But along the line, there are a lot of pitfalls. Mm. There are a lot of traps. Mm. There are a lot of challenges. Mm. And sometimes we see devotees come, and for a while they go off. Mm. They fall off, something happens. So you have been a devotee for many, many years. So can you advise us how we can avoid such pitfalls, such traps that Maya has set on the way?
Rupa Goswami says, Atyahara prayashas cha prajalpa niyamagraha janasangas cha lolyam cha shadbir bhaktir vinashati. These are the things that can ruin our devotional project. Atyahara, overeating or over-collecting, accumulating stuff, thinking, yes, I've got more. Accumulating too much or eating too much. Prayash, over-endeavor for material things. Prajalpa, useless talk. Especially Vaishnava Parad is the most useless talk.
or other just useless talk. Niyamagraha, neglecting the rules and regulations, or being a fanatic about the rules and regulations down to the last point, but not really losing sight of the point of all these rules. Either not following or following super strictly but without the spirit of the thing. Niyamagraha. Janasangha, associating with materialistic persons or mayavadis. Sangha doesn't mean just that we see them on the street, but we make our friendship, we become their admirers, their friends. Janasangha, and lolya, greed. These things we have to be very careful of. Especially Vaishnavaparad. Vaishnavaparad can ruin everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, you get the seed of devotional service, you plant it in the heart, or it's planted by the spiritual master, then the watering is going on. If you stop the watering, that'll finish the plant. You're watering it nicely, that we have to do. Then the plant grows nicely. Then there are weeds. The weeds need to be pulled up, otherwise they choke the plant. Then finally, the seed is there, the water is being provided, the weeds are being pulled out, but we're committing Vaishnavaparad. That means an elephant, just crazy elephant, stomps into the garden. Then everything's finished. That crazy elephant is Vaishnavaparad. We should be very careful about offenses. Not commit offenses to devotees. Very careful about that. That can ruin everything. Otherwise, utsahat nischat tariyat tatat karma pravartana sangatyagat satovate shadbir bhaktir prasidyate. If we're enthusiastic, if we have confidence in the process, if we stick with it and follow all the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master and the shastras, avoid bad association, and follow in the footsteps of the great devotees, keeping ourselves in honest occupation, then we can expect success. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Prabhupada said, books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Utility is the principle. Purity is the cause.
Actually, Prabhupada didn't say that. It's widely attributed to Prabhupada, but that it didn't come from Prabhupada. It comes from some Chinese book, and someone read these things to Prabhupada, these four things, and Prabhupada said, That's as close as he got to saying it. He said, But still, these four ideas have been appreciated because they are consistent with our ideas. So go ahead.
So now our basis is like almost new. For almost like all the temples, maybe only Accra here we have books.
Yeah.
Almost all the other temples, the only scribe or maybe family to maintain the temple.
So what to do? You could ask me about that in a week, because from here I go to Johannesburg, and that's where I meet with Govardhan Prabhu, our BBT manager.
And that's where we talk about making sure that West Africa has books. That's number one item on our agenda. Nigeria should have books, Ghana should have books, all the West African countries should have books. One thing is to inspire the devotees about book distribution. There's no use inspiring anyone if there are no books. So that's the number one item on our agenda, to somehow or other make sure that you get books, that we provide you books. I can't tell you how we're going to do it, because I haven't met with him yet. But Prabhupada said, by hook or by crook, distribute the books. So we have to distribute them to you so that you can distribute them to others. So somehow or other, we are determined to do that. We don't want to leave you in the middle of the war with no ammunition. So we are determined to get books to you. Is that okay? Yes. If a Vaishnava does what? Accepts a spiritual master. And if he leaves, then what?
If he leaves the planet,
yeah.
He's still connected to the spiritual
master. Yes. When the spiritual master physically departs, the connection is not at all cut. That connection is eternal. Chakudan dilo jay janme janme prabhush. The spiritual master is present physically, and when he's no longer present physically, he's present by his words of instruction. The words of instruction are as good as better than physical presence. To be in the physical presence is nice, but the mosquito is also present on the body of the king. And what good does it do him? But the disciple who makes the words of the spiritual master his life and soul always lives with the spiritual master. One time, Bhakti Charumaraj said to Srila Prabhupada, "I wish I could have been with you in New York when you were all alone." Prabhupada said, "I was never alone." He said, "My Guru Maharaj was always with me." When we remember the words of our spiritual master, then he's always with us. We'll never be alone. He'll always be there. Yes.
Please, I want to ask a question based on what you just said. What I know in Africa is that I can move about neophytes when you join the movement and you only take initiation from one spiritual master. At times, there's the tendency of, take that master. The tendency of some other people is telling you or advising you to take a different spiritual master.
Take a different spiritual master?
Maybe we have two, three gurus in one area.
But you already took initiation?
I already took initiation.
Then what's the question?
Because of the eternity of the bond between the disciple and the guru. So let's say, in my previous life, I had a spiritual master. The link is there.
The what? The truck?
The link.
Yeah, link. We shouldn't overcomplicate it, that I had a guru in my previous life, but then now I took a different guru, but maybe my guru from my previous life will come back, so I have to think about, well, maybe I should take a different guru because he might have been my guru in my... No, don't do that. Guru is Krishna's representative. So the representative of Krishna was there in your previous life, then you get His presence in this life may be in a different form, different way. But we shouldn't overcomplicate it and think, well, maybe, you know, maybe Jayadvaita Swami was my guru in my previous life. So even though I took initiation here, maybe, you know, like people who go looking for their girlfriend from the previous life. Or the girlfriend says to him, you know, actually I was your lover in your previous life, don't you remember me? And the person starts to say, well, like, yeah, maybe. No. The guru from my previous life is represented by the guru in this life. Finally, Krishna is the guru. Guru is one. Krishna is the guru. Vande Krishna Jagat Guru. And then the guru expands, Krishna expands himself as guru and so many other gurus. But finally it's Krishna who's the guru, represented in different forms. Is that all right? Therefore, also we don't think, well, I have the guru, but they don't have the guru. You know, I'm initiated by this guru, and they're only initiated by that guru. Krishna is coming to the disciple in different forms. Through this guru, through another guru, according to the person, according to the... Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I understand we are here because we were once envious of Krishna.
Hmm.
And I also understand there are some souls who are eternally with.
There are some
souls in the Vaikuntha.
Souls.
Yeah. It's not that we're here because we turned to, at some point we turned to, against Krishna. We're always turning against Krishna. Are the liberated souls capable of falling down? Yes, but they don't use that capability. They have it, but they don't use it. Confirmed. I have the capability of walking up to the roof and throwing myself off it. It doesn't mean that because I have the capability, I'm going to use it. In the spiritual world, they don't use that capability. I can't hear you. Loud. But I heard "but," and then the rest of it was a blur. You'll never figure this out. We were there, and then this happened, then that happened. You'll never figure out the history. Don't even try. Anadir Bahir Mukjiv, Bhagavan Shakare. Since time immemorial, we've been Bahir Muk. Bahir Muk means looking away from Krishna, trying to be happy elsewhere. Anadi said, since time immemorial, that means you'll never figure out when, how, what's the history. Here you are. If you're drowning in the ocean and a helicopter sends you a rope, don't say, wait, how did I get here? How long have I been here? Just grab the rope and go. Then once you're in the helicopter, you can ask those questions. Is that okay?
Hmm?
A pure devotee what?
give them your understanding by which they can come to you. Give them your understanding by which they
Krishna in the heart gives the understanding by which you can come to him. Proportionally, the more you hear, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. Your best friend in the heart, Krishna, when he sees that you're hearing about him, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, you're hearing Krishna Katha from authentic sources, Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti. Then he cleanses away all the unwanted things within the heart. Gradually, gradually, you go on hearing, those things become nashta prayeshu, upadreshu, practically finished. And then Krishna guides you more and more what to do next, what to do next. Is that okay? Shall we stop here? Yeah. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Mita Swami Maharaj. Shri the Prophet.